Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, partly sunny today with a high near 67. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 44. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 60 degrees. And in the news, from a report shared with Wisconsin Public Radio, an independent investigator will need to produce a report the next time Madison police use tear gas to control crowds. The ordinance approved by the city's common council on a 14-4 vote Tuesday night is a softened version of an outright ban on tear gas, originally proposed by Alder Juliana Bennett. Bennett's proposal would have prohibited police from using tear gas, pepper spray, mace, and projectiles like foam bullets to subdue crowds. It also would have applied to any police departments assisting the city under mutual aid agreements, drawing widespread criticism from law enforcement leaders. While the adopted version won't stop police from using tear gas, it will require an independent police monitor to begin a review within 30 days after the gas is used. The Common Council created the police monitor position in 2020 to serve as a check on the police department, although a civilian-led oversight commission has yet to appoint someone to fill the position. In 2020, police in riot gear used tear gas against crowds in downtown Madison after peaceful protests against racism turned destructive, with some people breaking windows, vandalizing property, and occasionally setting fires. The Wisconsin Professional Police Association, the Badger State Sheriff's Association, and the Dane County Chiefs of Police Association all came out against earlier versions of the ordinance. Again, this report came in part from Wisconsin Public Radio. The La Crosse Tribune is reporting today that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office won't say whether he would support a bipartisan measure aimed at clarifying how electoral votes are tallied to prevent future attempts to overturn a presidential election. The newly released proposal seeks to clear up vague wording in the Electoral Count Act, a law former President Donald Trump sought to exploit to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The legislation would clarify that a vice president has no authority to reject a state's electoral results, something Trump unsuccessfully tried to get then-Vice President Mike Pence to do on January 6, 2021. The measure would also increase the minimum number of members of Congress needed to lodge a formal objection to certifying a state's electors. That threshold would go from one member from both the House and the Senate to one-third of members from each chamber. In the run-up to certifying the 2020 presidential election, Johnson indicated he would object to the certification of electors in key swing states won by President Joe Biden, but he changed course after the assault on the Capitol and voted to certify them. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.